Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So here's what the president said last night about Tunisia.
When we saw that same desire to be free in Tunisia, where the will of the people proved more powerful than the writ of a dictator. And tonight, let us be clear, the United States of America stands with the people of Tunisia and supports the democratic aspirations of all people.
Solidarity in Tunisia, but what about the demonstrators in Egypt? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had this to say.
Our assessment is that the Egyptian government is stable and is looking for ways to respond to the legitimate needs and interests of the Egyptian people.
Jeffersonian rhetoric about Tunisia and Diplo speak from the Secretary of State about Egypt. What is someone on the barricades in Cairo overnight to make of those two statements from the United States government? To help us analyze the impact of the protests and the U.S. reaction is Imad Shaheen, a professor of religion, conflict, and peace building at the University of Notre Dame. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And we also have Shadi Hamid, who's the director of research at the Brookings Doha Center and a fellow at the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First, a reaction to what appears to be doublespeak out of Washington on what's going on in Tunisia versus what's going on in Cairo from both of you. Imad?
Yes, it shows definitely that the United States administration is behind the events. It has been overtaken by the unexpected demonstrations, popular uprisings, both in Tunisia and Egypt. The president's statement, of course, sounds like encouraging, but it's not strong enough because what the Tunisians are looking for now is a new break, a total break with the past and a new beginning, a democratic transition, a real democratic transition, not only democratic aspirations. Also in Egypt, I think the Secretary of State statements also reflects the very traditional U.S. stance of considering Egypt as one of its strongest allies in the region, despite the fact that it has been ruled by a dictator for the past 30 years or more.
So a disappointment from Imad Shaheen, the Henry Luce Professor of Religion, Conflict, and Peace Building at the University of Notre Dame. Shadi Hamid, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe that Secretary Clinton actually said that yesterday. Our assessment is that the Egyptian regime is stable. I actually had to reread the statement a couple times. It's remarkable that after what happened in Tunisia, where people thought that that regime was the most stable of the stable, and then it fell fairly suddenly, to go and kind of, you know, pretend that the other regimes in the region are stable and are going to last for a long time, it just seemed like a very tone-deaf statement. And also, it sounded oddly familiar. Let's recall that Jimmy Carter said something very similar about the Shah's Iran in 1977, and we saw what happened there. But the second thing, too, is that the messages aren't even synchronized. Obama struck a very different tone. He said that the U.S. supports the aspirations of not just Tunisians, but people throughout the region. So how can he go and say that, but then have his top diplomat say almost the opposite on the same day?
Well, that's Shadi Hamid, who's director of research at the Brookings Doha Center. Both Shadi and Imad reacting to statements from Washington on demonstrations in Tunisia and in Egypt that are still going on, by the way. We've been reporting people are still on the street demanding that people close to the regime be out of the interim government. And across the Egyptian capital today, there are thousands of riot police deployed in anticipation of fresh anti-government demonstrations. Imad Shaheen, it seems to me that, and again, not meaning to turn this into some sort of lefty fest here on the program, but you know, the U.S. saw in Tunisia the potential for its influence in that some of the WikiLeaks describing the Ben Ali government as corrupt motivated the protesters on the street. So U.S. opinion here is not irrelevant, Imad.
Well, it is, but it may be indirectly, but we cannot attribute or ascribe, you know, the uprising. This is a popular revolution, and it cannot happen overnight. This is a buildup of years of repression, corruption, and also denial of basic necessities, and basic rights such as, you know, right of employment, fair opportunities for the Tunisian people. This is a revolution that, again, was spontaneous, and it's a youth revolution that was organized by the social networks, by the youth of the country, and of course, reflecting the homogeneity of the Tunisian political spectrum, and also the clear demands for freedoms, for liberties, and foremost, of course, is for dignity of the Tunisian people.
Right, right. Shadi Hamid, the Bush administration called during a State of the Union address or a number of broad foreign policy speeches for a democratic light to shine brightly throughout the Middle East, thinking that the invasion of Iraq and the toppling of Saddam Hussein would encourage that to happen. It hasn't directly, but now we've got a flickering democratic light, and it seems that the Obama administration is doing its own sort of version of that misread. What do you make of what's going on here?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't draw any link between the Bush administration's policies and what's happening today. I don't really see a connection there. But that said, I mean, you know, I hesitate to say this a little bit, but there is a degree of Bush nostalgia in the Arab world today. They didn't like Bush, but at least they saw that he, at least rhetorically, took a strong stand. And in 2005, the Bush administration did put pressure on a number of regimes in the region. So I think people are asking, well, why can't Obama do the same? Why has Obama backed down from that rhetoric and actually almost the opposite, de-emphasized democracy promotion over the course of the first 2 years of his presidency? So I think a lot of people in the region are looking for leadership right now. They want to see the U.S. play a more constructive role, offer moral support to these movements that are spreading throughout the region.
Right.
And so far, they're not seeing it.
Shadi Hamid is director of research at the Brookings Doha Center, on the line from Doha in Qatar. And Imad Shaheen is the Henry Luce Professor of Religion, Conflict, and Peacebuilding at the University of Notre Dame. Your takeaway is the Obama administration betting on the Arab-Israeli conflict and missing the bigger democratic movements in the Arab world. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.